From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Chioki Iansen. We're playing this week with Mo Rocca, Helen Hong, and Josh Gondelman. And here again is your host, a man whose Vogue cover was also very controversial, Peter Sagal.
Thank you so much, Chioki. In just a minute, Chioki's favorite fiber cereal is Rhymesin Brand. It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Josh, if you go to Chicago's O'Hare Airport, you'll discover shops, fine dining, public art, and this week, authorities there also discovered what?
Oh, gosh. Can I ask for a hint on this?
Yeah, he gave his address as One Duty Free Lane.
He gave his address at One Duty Free Lane. So, there was someone living there.
Yes, there had been someone living in the O'Hare International Terminal for 3 months. The man flew into O'Hare on October 19th, and he managed to stay and live in the airport until last week, completely undetected. He told authorities that because of COVID, he was afraid to fly home, and he figured the airport was safe. Also, he had watched all the good movies on the flight in and wanted to wait till they swapped in some new releases before the next flight. You know how that is.
That is the standard delay on a Spirit Airlines return flight.
3 months. Yes, exactly. When asked how he avoided detection for so long, the man explained that he just stood behind that desk where they try to get you to sign up for an airline credit card, and so everybody just walked right past without making any eye contact.
I would be worried living in an airport, just going through your life savings on drinking water within the first 2 days.
Helen, scientists were abuzz this week about a butt, specifically the first ever perfectly preserved rear end of what?
Oh, goodness. Can I please have a hint?
You can have a hint. Well, we've all been terrified because we know what a Tyrannosaurus Rex would look like coming straight at us. Now we know more about what it would look like running directly away from us.
A dinosaur butt?
Yes, pretty much a dinosaur butt. Scientists have announced the best example ever found of a dinosaur cloaca, what we lay people call the hiney. Scientists spend so much time asking if they could. They never spent enough time asking, what does its butt look like?
I thought we knew what a Tyrannosaurus Rex's butt looked like.
Well, what we didn't know is the specific shape and of the organ, which is called the cloaca. This is sort of an all-purpose orifice.
I'd never seen one, obviously, before this kind of reconstruction last week, but I had heard about them from the song Rump Shaker by T-Rex in Effect and Baby Got Pterodactyl by T-Rex a lot. So it was well chronicled in kind of the oral tradition.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.